Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. I'm David Bowes, your host. Recently, Discovery Institute Senior Fellow and Evolution News and Views contributor David Klinghoffer co-authored a book with United States Senator and former Vice Presidential candidate Joe Lieberman. This podcast features Senator Lieberman's thoughts about seeing the Creator's hand in nature, intelligent design, and the label of anti-science being attached to those who see evidence of design in nature. On at least two occasions in your book, you've described that being out in nature allows you to reflect upon God because you see God's hand in nature. Describe how that works for you.
Well, I think this is really a common experience, that when you go into places of nature, part of it may be that you just sense the timelessness of where you are, whether it's in the mountains or in undeveloped forest area, or even more exotic, like in a jungle or something like that, or in a wildlife area. You have a sense of the timelessness of it, although obviously it's always changing. And in some sense, I think people feel both closer to the creation and closer to the idea of a creator, because one is more aware of the magnificent beauty and order of the natural world. So you're in some sense, it gives you a more direct confrontation with creation. And of course, as I said, that's at the heart also of the Sabbath, which is to honor the creation. The Sabbath, the commandment, appears actually twice in the Bible, once in Exodus and once in Deuteronomy. The first time, and the wording is different in both cases, interestingly, and I think significantly. The first time, it's really clearly connected to honoring the Sabbath as a day to honor God's creation. The second time, it's connected more to the Exodus from Egypt, which to me is a larger statement that if we believe in this, that God not only created, that's why we're here, but God continues to, in part through us and in part if God chooses to intervene, to have the capacity to be involved in history, in human experience. So, that all comes together.
Many people are labeled, especially these days in the 24/7 media cycle, as anti-science for claiming to see intelligent design in nature. Would you describe yourself as someone who believes in intelligent design? And how do you react to the label anti-science being applied to those with that belief?
Maybe I should say, as a start to answering that question, that, I grew up and was taught mostly by my rabbis, but also a combination of what I learned, my secular education, that it was possible to be very deeply of the faith and belief that we're not here by accident, that the world exists as a result of God's creation, of divine creation. And in fact, in the daily liturgy that we say, praying certainly in the morning, but in the afternoon and evening too, in those three times we took that every day God renews creation. But I was also taught that there was nothing inconsistent with that belief, very strong belief, and science. And some of the leading or Orthodox rabbis that I studied with, either personally or through their writings, said that there was nothing inconsistent about the evidence of evolution and the belief in a divine creation. But that's a matter of personal choice. I always think that it's very important for people to approach this question, in some sense, from both sides with a certain amount of humility. But to me, the people who just really deny what I take to be the truth of divine creation are not being fair. And, I tell, beyond all the disputation that one could get involved in, I tell this story in the book, which I love because it has such a common sense quality to it, of the student arguing with the rabbi about whether God existed, whether there was a God. And the rabbi says, "Excuse me, I really have to go on to teach a class, but come to my house later this afternoon." And the student appears, and the rabbi's wife shows him into a kind of a sitting room to wait for the rabbi to be finished with whatever he's doing. And the student, there's a magnificent landscape, painting there of a landscape and animals and people walking through. And when the rabbi comes out to greet him, the the young man says, I've been so struck by this painting that I'm curious that there's no signature on the bottom of who painted it. Who is the artist? And the rabbi says, oh, no, there's no artist. There was actually a painter here painting my house inside, and he accidentally tossed over his table on which all the paints were, and they landed on a canvas, and that was the result. And the student, of course, said, why, that's impossible. And the rabbi says, why do you believe it's impossible that there's a God who created nature with all its magnificence and detail and beauty, and you think it's impossible that this painting just resulted from an accident that a painter had. So there's something quite powerful about that simple story.
Mm-hmm. When you're out on your Sabbath walks in nature, is there a particular moment that you recall as being most powerful for you?
You know, a lot of times, to be honest, because I live in two urban environments, both in Connecticut and in Washington. So it's not pure nature that I'm in. That is wild and undeveloped nature.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, just walking to synagogue at this time of the year here in Washington or Connecticut, the changing of the colors of the leaves on the trees, my wife and I have been noticing, and it's quite beautiful. There have been times when I've been by the water, you know, walking along, but let's say we were staying somewhere for the Sabbath, that was near the water, walking along a beach. I've been very struck by those are spiritual moments. And then, you know, being out in great forest areas, once we were in Costa Rica in an area where we were adjacent to a rainforest, and we walked through and with a guide, and it was really magnificent. I really did feel the presence of creation and in that sense, the presence of God.
I hope you've enjoyed this podcast with U.S. Senator and former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman about his views on seeing the hand of a creator in nature, on intelligent design, and the misuse of the anti-science label. This interview was part of a larger conversation with Senator Lieberman about his book, The Gift of Rest, Rediscovering the Beauty of the Sabbath, which is co-authored by Discovery Institute Senior Fellow David Klinghoffer. This podcast was created for the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. For more information, please visit discovery.org/CSC.
Hi, this is Casey Luskin with ID the Future. As the year of 2011 comes to an end, I want to thank you for listening to Discovery Institute's ID the Future podcast. It's been gratifying this past year to hear comments from students who tell us that ID the Future helps them get through their pro-Darwin biased courses and keeps them informed of the ID world. I hope that ID the Future has benefited you this past year as well. It takes money to create ID the Future, as well as all of the other work we do here at Discovery Institute. For example, much of the work that I do defending academic freedom for pro-ID scientists doesn't happen in a vacuum. We need the support of ID the Future listeners to keep these important projects going. If you'd like to make a contribution, go to www.idthefuture.com and click the donate button. Just go to idthefuture.com and click the orange donate button on the left-hand side. Thanks again for listening and for supporting us this past year.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.